Track 10, more news stories. Tesco Kingstainton launches food drive. Customers at a Kingstainton supermarket are being asked to join a huge food donation drive ahead of Christmas. Now in its 13th year, the Tesco Winter Food Collection is taking place in the Kingstainton Tesco Superstore from November the 27th to the 29th. Tesco's charity partners, Trussell and Fairshare, are calling for volunteers to sign up to support the event, with both charities providing a lifeline in response to high levels of need. During the collection, Tesco customers will be encouraged to donate long life food to support the charities in their work. Donations for Trussell will help its community of food banks provide emergency food parcels to people who cannot afford the essentials, while donations to Fairshare will support its network of local charities and community groups helping to feed people. Collection points will be available in store. Claire De Silva, head of community at Tesco, said, "Every year our winter food collection gets such an amazing response from our customers." And the co-chief executive officer at Trussell said, "With the support of Tesco, its customers and our incredible food collection volunteers, food banks can stay better stocked, ready to support people facing hunger in their local communities." Chris Gibbon Walsh, CEO at Fairshare, added, "Food from Fairshare reaches a network of over 8,000 charities, enabling them to provide food support alongside access to other vital services. In the winter months, many people accessing these local groups are forced to choose between keeping warm and eating."
Discover the largest of the UK's policing collections. A fascinating glimpse into the historical archives and memorabilia of policing in Devon and Cornwall is being painstakingly preserved, catalogued and digitised for generations to come. The Museum of Policing in Devon and Cornwall, a registered charity, has amassed a collection made up of thousands of artefacts, documents and photographs charting local policing history and heritage back as far as 1790. Decades of policing history would be lost without it. The collection is believed to be the biggest single collection in the UK. The collection is owned and funded by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner and includes police top hats that were later replaced with helmets, capes, some of which have been traced back to their original owners, historic cell doors, decommissioned handmade grenades, replica guns, old-fashioned police lamps, intricately hand-painted and etched truncheons dating back to Victorian times, and even punishment stocks from the 1800s. It is predicted it will take 8 years to digitalise the entire collection. So far, around 10,000 contemporary and historic items solely from Devon and Cornwall have been catalogued. The collection is maintained by a small team, including dedicated trustees and volunteers. However, public access is limited due to much of it being kept in working police stations. A mini museum has been established in Tavistock's Court Gate and is open on selected days from spring to early autumn. But during the winter, viewing is by prior appointment or by special events in the town.
Local thrills WI with Arctic diving tales. Ian Thomas, a captivating speaker from Newton Abbot, enthralled the town's WI with stories of his diving adventures in the Arctic and Antarctic. Ian's talk, dubbed Diving in the Frozen Planet, detailed the former Devon and Cornwall police officer's time diving in sub-zero temperatures, working for a number of television companies. Ian has dived off Greenland and Canada, filming, even catching a sighting of a bowhead whale. He jokingly told us about the time he woke with a start at 2 a.m., hearing a snuffling sound around his tent on the ice, says Newton Abbot WI President Karen Jenks. He stayed quietly inside, and the husky dogs started barking loudly to show there was a polar bear in the camp. I cannot imagine what must have been going through his mind at that time, Karen added.
School celebrates Ofsted good rating. Pupils, parents and staff at a Newton Abbott Primary School are celebrating after Ofsted inspectors gave it a good rating in all areas. Inspectors said that All Saints Church of England primary pupils are happy and eager to go to school and relationships between staff and pupils are positive. The report also commented on the school's ambitious curriculum and high expectations for pupils' achievement. The learning environment was described in their report as a place of calm where learning is rarely disturbed. The school has recently entered into a close partnership with Dunsford Community Academy, which is also part of Learning Academy Partnership. And Liam O'Sullivan, the head teacher, is overseeing both schools. He said, "I'm incredibly proud of our pupils, staff and the whole school community. This report is a testament to what we can achieve when we work together to provide a nurturing, inclusive and ambitious learning environment for every child." The school's effective early reading programme was singled out for praise, with inspectors stating that the school provides the necessary support to any pupil who needs extra help to read successfully, and that most pupils are confident and fluent readers by the time they reach year six. The Ofsted report also said the school has strengthened its support for pupils with special educational needs or disabilities. It accurately identifies pupils' needs and typically makes suitable adaptations to the curriculum delivery. This builds pupils' independence and enables them to learn alongside their peers. Pupils want to come to school to spend time with their friends in the playground and in the classroom.
Protests ahead of debate on immigration. People lobbying for tighter controls on migrants coming to Devon have been warned making things worse for others does not make things better for us. The comment from Councillor Andrew Swain came as members of Teignbridge Council debated a motion brought by the authority's only reform councillor, Stephen Horner. Councillors arriving from the meeting were greeted by demonstrators from Stand Up to Racism Exeter and other local groups. Councillor Horner's motion said Teignbridge cannot turn a blind eye to the growing national concern over the placement of individuals who have entered the UK illegally or through deception. While current numbers in Teignbridge are low, pressure for further placements is real. This motion calls for a clear stance: no secret deals, no silent placements, no compromise on safety. Full transparency, full consultation, full accountability. But when it came to the vote, only Councillor Horner backed his own motion. Even his seconder, Councillor Alex Hall, voted against him, saying he'd put his name to the motion just to get the issue aired. 34 Liberal Democrat, Conservative and Independent councillors voted against the motion and two abstained.